It is the Shauna Richie Show, and it is SOS Day.
Important day, boy, I tell you.
We've been mentioning this all morning. We're going to do that throughout the day. Very important stuff going on. You know, again, we got lucky with the storm, Hurricane Sandy, even this nor'easter that just went in, came through yesterday. We got lucky. But down south, you know, in New York City, Long Island, New Jersey.
Connecticut, all over the place.
They got hit really hard.
Again.
So, yeah. So we're doing everything that we can do. We're trying to help out through our friends at the Red Cross. And we are encouraging you to go to WGNA.com and just click the link to donate to the Red Cross. Or you can text a $10 donation. Really easy. Just text Red Cross, one word, R-E-D-C-R-O-S-S, to 90999. And that $10 will go to the Red Cross. Just to get an idea, Richie has a friend.
Yes.
In Long Island.
Longtime friend in Glen Cove, Long Island. And she's on the phone with us right now.
Is it Robin?
Robin Levine. Hi, Robin.
Yes, hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, guys. Thanks for doing this. This is really great that you have this fundraiser.
Well, you know, it's important that, you know, it's just like I always say in upstate New York, you get those big snowstorms. Your neighbors always come to help you shovel. It's kind of like that. It's neighbors helping neighbors. It's barn raising, if you will. You know, we're all New Yorkers. We're all Americans. We got to help each other out when these big storms happen.
And it was Facebook that really caught my attention. I saw one of your messages. I went, oh, my God. Then I saw another message and tried to respond to you. But I wish you could just translate some of these messages
Robin,
here.
Robin, we don't really see it. You know, we see a couple clips on the news, maybe a picture here and there on Facebook. But what's going on? You're in Long Island. What's going on in your neighborhood or your
area?
Well,
what's going on in my neighborhood is, I mean, and in many, many parts of Long Island, it's kind of, as I said to Richie, the forgotten story, you know, and it's not that we disparage your coverage for our, you know, our neighbors who have had their homes destroyed. But, you know, we are without power for 10 days, are displaced. I can't stay in my home. My roof, part of my roof blew off. There are downed trees all over the place with power lines that are live wrapped up in them. And we had our power gone for 6 days. It came back Sunday night, and then it went off just after we voted on Election Day. My husband called me and said, the power's out again. And the thing is, we can't get an answer from LIPA. They don't talk to us. They put us on the phone. We call up, and they just keep you on the phone forever, and then they either hang up on you or nobody ever picks up. So it's very frustrating. I got a hold of my mayor yesterday, and he answered me back and told me what was going on, but no ETA. So people are living in, you know, cold conditions, people, you know, seniors, people with kids, they haven't showered, they're freezing. We had a nor'easter here with 6 inches of snow yesterday.
Amazing.
There were long lines for the gas. I slept in my car the other night, so to keep warm. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, these long lines, it really is, you know, if you have a generator, you need gas to keep that generator going.
That's right.
And people are, you can't get gas for your car, you can't get gas for your generator, and it's very, very difficult out there. It's just a, you know, like a that perfect storm, if you will.
So
and again, I'm just going to say this, I created a Facebook group called LIPA Answer Us. So if anybody wants to go and help us out, we need voices to kind of get answers so that we can get our power back.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
So even if you were prepared, or even if you tried to prepare, yeah, you're out of water by now. Your food's getting low. You got to get gas. You can't get gas.
Right.
You probably can't even get to work easily.
I was going to say, do you go to work every day? And
well, you know, I would say my husband was out of work. He works in Brooklyn, and he couldn't get there because parts of when New York City was more severely affected, the subway system wasn't running.
That's right.
But here on Long Island, I work in Bayside, and I can't gas up because I can't spend 4 hours in a car. We did that the other day. I spent 4 hours on the line, and I got out and directed traffic. And, you know, and I had heard stories that the night before somebody had pulled a knife on somebody else. You know, tempers are just, you know, flaring because people are just, you know, they're exasperated. You can't, you know, people from Long Island are driving into Queens to get gas, and I've heard stories of people driving up to Connecticut, which is what we were considering, because my son didn't go to school the other day because he had no gas. I work in a university, and some of the students can't get there because, you know, either they have no power, or they can't come at night, or they can't get gas for their cars. So it's, you know, again, even if, like I said, even if we the power came back, unless things start to ease up, and I hear like Mayor Bloomberg going, well, things have eased up on the gas lines, and I'm asking where? Where did they ease up? Not where I am.
One more very quick story. How about the gas truck story? That's just to show how desperate it's getting.
A neighbor of mine in Glen Cove, her boyfriend owns a plumbing company, and he parked his car in an industrial area, and he's, you know, the next morning he was trying to get it, you know, first few days of the storm, he's trying to get to his car so that he could help other people, and he finds he's got no gas. Not only did they siphon it out of his tank, but they punctured it. So this is a new way that they're stealing gas from other people. They're going and puncturing the gas tank.
Well, it's easier.
They destroy your car.
It's quick.
And,
right.
And it's this level of desperation that's here that is the forgotten story, you know, and somebody has to help us. Somebody has to, you know, get us back our power, get us gas. I called the Governor Cuomo's office yesterday, and I know the governor doesn't have power either, but, you know, what I heard is we can't do anything, call the Public Service Commission, file a complaint. The more complaints you file with the Public Service Commission, the greater the chances that Governor Cuomo can do something about it. So very frustrating not to be able to talk to a live person, not to be able to get answers, not to know when we're going to warm up.
It's very
not to know when we're going to be able to get gas without waiting for 4 hours on a line. So that's the story here.
It's
on the
amazing
island.
How quickly things fall apart and how hard it is to put them back together. Well, listen, I appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much for
calling,
Robin.
Thank you so much for speaking with us.
That's
fine. And you guys have a great day and good luck with your fundraiser. I let my friends know. Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem,
I think it's great to you know, that you help paint a picture of what people are dealing with. So please go to our website, WGNA.com, and just click on the Red Cross link to donate, or you can text a $10 donation just by texting Red Cross to 90999. We appreciate that. We appreciate Robin.
Thanks, Robin.
She's good.
She's gone.
I already hung up on